Ben Dobbin.
I'm exclusively a free baller.
What can we say?
I'm sorry?
He wheels and he deals. For great deals on wheels, see the team at Southside Auto Auction Springwood. For wholesale cars direct to the public, southsideautoauctions.com.au.
Hey, g'day. It's Luke, Dobbo and Margot Parker. Margot is away for a week. She's on holidays. And what a show we did have. Have you ever heard of one of the greatest backpacking stories ever? Well, it happened. Chris Hemsworth looking after just a poor old battling tourist wanting to go to Byron Bay. You won't believe what he did. What was left in your will? A bloke was left the house for mowing lawns. We'll talk about that. Lots to like about Meghan Markle. She went over to Fraser Island, or Gari Island as Luke calls it, and Luke thinks she's soft. We'll talk about that and plenty more. It's all in the catch-up, and it starts right now.
Did you see the Instagram post that Chris Hemsworth put up this morning with regards to helping out a hitchhiker?
No.
This guy seems like a good bloke. Yeah, obviously he lives down in Byron Bay.
Yeah, sure.
But when he flies into town, he arrives in the Brisbane airport because he's coming in from international. And then what he does is he choppers from the Brisbane airport back to Byron Bay. Have you seen that place that he's building down in Byron Bay?
Mate, it is off the charts.
Honestly, I saw a photo of it in the newspaper, on one of the online newspapers, and I thought it was the new Westfield at Coomera. And it's Chris Hemsworth's place. It's friggin' massive, this joint that he's building. So anyway, he's got a helicopter pad at his place in Byron Bay, and he choppers from the airport to Byron, and he travels with a bit of an entourage. And I guess what happened on Friday, they arrive at Brisbane Airport, and from the international terminal, then they've got to go to another part of the airport to be able to catch the chopper back to Byron Bay. And they're in a minibus, and there's a dude on the side of the road, and I guess he's just got off a flight from somewhere. And he's a backpacker, and he's standing on that road out towards the airport, the international airport at Brisbane, and he's holding up a sign, Byron Bay.
Huh?
So Chris Hemsworth and his boys are going past. They see the hitchhiker, Byron Bay. They're about to hop in a chopper. They say, bugger it, let's pick up the hitchhiker. The guy's standing there with his bag and a surfboard, and let's give him a chopper ride to Byron Bay. How cool's that? And they put it on Instagram. Have a listen to old mate.
Hey, so we've just landed in Brizzy. We've just seen a guy who's hitchhiking to Byron Bay. That's where we're going, isn't it, Chris?
Byron, we'll give him a lift.
Little does he know that we're getting a chopper.
Here he is, guys. Who's talking?
Brother, I'm Luke. Nice to meet you, mate.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome to Australia.
Well, we're going to Byron. That's where we live, bro.
Dude, that's crazy.
Let's go surfing. Your chopper in the Byron Bay, brother. Scotty, boy.
All right, Scotty. Dream's over. Yeah. Back to the normal hitchhiking.
Yes.
Combis and stuff, mate. You're on.
That was when they arrived in Byron.
Yeah.
So he had 5-star treatment right up until they got to Byron, and then, you know, Hemsworth jumped in his car and left old mate at the airport.
See you later, mate.
That's pretty cool, though. But
Have you hitchhiked before?
I'm trying to think. I don't think I've hitchhiked. Like, if I'm on Point Lookout back in the day, I'll hitchhike, but just from the pub back to, you know, like up the road. But nothing long
distance.
I've
done some stupid hitchhiking in my time.
What have you done?
One night. I come back from the territory to Sydney for my mum's something to do with mum, and we were there and we went out and the drink that night. Anyway, about 3 o'clock in the night, we thought we'd go to Canberra
in the morning.
And a mate of mine, Cam Mackay, who's a plumber, and I decided, so we actually stood on the Pacific Highway in Sydney with a sign saying Canberra, and we hitchhiked all the way to Canberra with one person in the back of a ute. He made us go in the back of a ute. It was a Commodore ute. We laid down in the back of the ute the whole way to Canberra. Like, this is the stupidest thing, one of the stupidest things I've ever done. So we get to Canberra at 6 a.m. in the morning, and I went and woke up my best mate, just broke into his house and dived on him, still full of diesel. But it was one of the silliest things to do. But KG always picks up hitchhikers. She's got a... I can only go with the fact that, you know, this is one of these things, people, that hitchhiking is very safe.
I don't know if it's just me, but I don't notice them as much as what, you know, if you go back 10, 15 years ago, I reckon there were heaps more hitchhikers around than what we see today. When we first got our license, Dobbo, we'd do that thing to the hitchhikers where you'd pull up, but you'd pull up about 50 metres from them. So they'd come running to the car.
Yep.
And then just as they leant to get to open the door, you drove off.
Yep.
We used to do that. Just pricks, just absolute pricks. Hey, anyway, if you've got a story for us, what's the furthest you've hitchhiked, or you're picking up hitchhikers? Like, you got any good, cool story for us about how far you've gone? Get on the phone and we'll talk to you next. It's the Rush Hour with Luke Dobbo and Margot Parker. Chris Hemsworth last Friday picking up a hitchhiker from Brisbane, whacking him in his chopper. and giving him a lift to Byron Bay. That is awesome. I mean, he's taken a good bloke to a whole new level there, Dobbo.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. You've done a bit of hitchhiking in your time. Gary from Greenbanks just called through. You can be a part of the show anytime if ever you want to call through. Just give us a call. Let us know what's going down. But you've done a bit of hitchhiking. Gary, what's your go, mate?
Hitchhiked from Sydney to Melbourne. I was 11 years old, or just not quite 12. My mum said, "You wouldn't do it, you little bastard." And off I trotted out the window the next morning. 2 days later, my uncle rang and said, "You're looking for your son."
You did that at how old? 11?
Really?
11, yep.
You know,
I'm wow, now 49.
And he's still in Melbourne. Oh, he never went back. Hey, and kids today can't ride the bus by themselves. You know, no wonder we're producing a generation of pussies, Dobbo.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Back when old mate was a kid, he was hitchhiking from Sydney to Melbourne, and these days they're not allowed to walk up the shops to buy some milk. Fair dinkum. Unbelievable. Hey, thanks for your call, mate. Appreciate it.
You ever received any money at all from a will?
No, I'd like to.
Have you ever been, like, you know, I'm the same. I've never, ever had something given to me in a will, like an estate. I mean, I've lost family members, but there's obviously other siblings, but I've never ever gone, oh, there's something in the will, you know?
I'm thinking actually now, I honestly can't remember if it was Ashley, my brother, or myself, but one of us received our grandfather's lawn bowls.
Sure.
But that's it, you know? But no, not dough. I haven't received dough. But I haven't had, you know, I think for the most part, it's when your folks go right, that you expect that you're going to be looked after in some capacity from a will point of view. And
both my
parents are alive, but I guess if you had an uncle or something drop off and leave it all to you, that'd be all right.
It'd be great. Amazing story. We'll go into it another day where I was, but I was at a baby shower yesterday with KG. This is one that wasn't just all chicks. It was blokes. It was at a brewery. It was bloody good. Real good afternoon. Talking to a bloke there, he goes, "Oh, how about this mate Tom, who we all know?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "He lives up in Brisbane at Camp Hill,
right?"
And he's been doing it tough. He's got a good job. He's got a mortgage, and he's a good bloke. Two kids, you know, just you know, like all of us, working hard,
battling away.
Next door is a lady who was in her mid-70s, early 80s, and she had a small block, 200 squares, you know, that he used to mow every week. When he was mowing his lawns, he'd just go and mow hers, you know, just to help her out. Mate, she had a cat. You know, he fed the cat sometimes, everything like that. Anyway, unfortunately, she passed away literally 3 months ago. Anyway, last week, the reading of the will, she's left the whole house to him and his wife.
Really?
Right next door. Like, be worth $1.5 million easy, the block of land, city views, everything.
Just because he was mowing the lawn.
She didn't have anybody else to leave it to, which is terribly sad. No family. There was nobody else coming. And she left the whole place to him.
Did he have any inkling that he...
None whatsoever till they came and knocked the door and said, you've actually been asked to attend the will. Is it the will hearing? And got left a whole place. Like, you've won the lotto from mowing lawns.
He's picked up 1.5 squill.
1.5. Well, he's got the block of land. So you'd flick it, you know, straight away, put that into your house and your home.
That is... And he was being a good bloke too. And you know why he was being a good bloke? He was being a good bloke because he was giving without any
expectation
of receiving.
Yeah, and I agree.
And he has now picked up a house as a result.
Yeah.
I haven't even thought of that. Like, you just assume someone's got somewhat body to
leave it to, and they haven't. And it got me thinking, like, I'd love to know what people have received, good or bad, in a will.
Especially, Dobbo, if... It's not even a family. Like, to receive something from...
somebody who you knew but you wouldn't expect. Well, like, there would be no expectation in that.
When it's not a family member, it makes it way more surprising.
Well, I think it does.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 13 27 10 is our number here at Gold 92.5. What are you looking for, Dobbo?
I'm looking for what you've received in your will from people that aren't your immediate family, if you've got them. Or if you've got something really crappy left to you in a will, I'd like to hear that story as well. But I mean, that's as good as it gets. A house from a lady that you barely know, you've mowed a lawn for 3 years. Like, well, seriously.
The flip side of that, Dobbo, is you're right, because your mate has rocked up to the will reading expecting nothing and picking up a house. The worst would be expecting to pick up the house and then...
You got some clothes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? you get the family photo album.
You've got his famous golf clubs.
Yeah. 13-27-10 if you've got a story for us.
Joe from Kira, we're talking about wills and what you've been left to. And in a will, this is off the back of a bloke who mowed a lady's house.
Your mate.
For Tommy. And he ended up with a house, 1.5 mil. Unbelievable you can get that. Why couldn't I have just mowed? I mowed a heap of lawns. $6 an hour, that's all I got paid. No houses included, you know. Never. Anyway, Joe from Kira, what have you been left in a will?
Well, my father's wife received $360,000 for his asbestos payout, and she sent me and my sister a pair of his pyjamas.
I'm pleased you see the funny side of it.
No, they're tears. You're mistaken, Joe's. Your tears for laughter here, Dobbo. But
yeah.
So the girlfriend got 360 grand and you guys got pyjamas.
Yeah. His missus sent us that when he died. She said he didn't have anything much. I said, I hope you choke on it.
Good on you, Joe.
I'm glad you can laugh about it, Joe. Thanks. Mate. Thanks for your call.
Hey, Misty from Benoa, what did you receive?
How are you?
Yeah, good.
I just wanted to say we did get something left to us in a will.
Yeah.
It was from I've been with my partner for over 40 years, so we've been together a long time.
Yeah.
And about probably 6 or 7 years ago, I was working at a place on the Gold Coast and they sent us off for Christmas and they closed their doors and they didn't pay anyone.
Really?
So we're in a bit of a spot thinking, how do you get out of this? And then we got a phone call out of the blue from someone saying that they're going to deposit $50,000 into our account the following week, and it was from Phil's father, and Phil's father died when Phil was 13. Like, it was just insane, absolutely insane. So
they held onto it in trust or something for all that long?
It was from a property that, because the father died when all the kids were so young, they just figured that everything was sold off or whatever. And it was from a property that someone else tried to sell.
Right.
When they tried to sell it, they realised the deed was in Michael's name.
Right.
And $450,000 later, the family got rewarded.
Fair.
How good.
I mean, at least you got the money in the end. But I'm telling you what, Dobbo.
It was just awesome the way it happened because, you know, that man has been in heaven for a long time.
Mm.
We needed some money and it was like he just went, whoa.
Good stuff.
And there it was, 50 grand later.
Sounds like the universe giving back. Hey, thanks so much for your call. Just having a look at some of the footage from up on Fraser Island today, Dobbo, with the Royals.
Yep.
And one thing I was disappointed about with regards to Meghan was the fact that she didn't make it out to Lake Mackenzie. Now, Lake Mackenzie, if you haven't seen it, mostly when they show shots, like tourism shots of Fraser Island, they usually...
It's beautiful.
They usually include a shot of Lake Mackenzie. It's unbelievably crystal clear water.
Why is it so clear?
Oh, it's just the water. A lot of that water's so filtered and it's beautiful white beach. It just looks like absolute paradise and it is. But she didn't get out there. And the reason she didn't make it out, Dobbo, was because the official word was that she was tired after watching the opening ceremony of the Invictus Games yesterday. And
well, to be fair, can we say this? She is 12 weeks pregnant.
Okay, this is my point. She's 12 weeks pregnant. Now, yesterday, she wasn't out digging a ditch, Dobbo. She wasn't putting a deck on out in the backyard, re-roofing the house.
Be careful.
Or building a brick wall
Be
or
careful.
Something. She sat down and she watched the opening ceremony. Now, I've never been pregnant. You've never been pregnant.
I've looked it.
I did watch Serena Williams earlier in the year win the Australian Open while she was pregnant.
But she wasn't aware that she was pregnant, was she?
Serena, we don't know. We don't know if she knew she was pregnant or not, but that was my point. Like, 13-27-10's our number here at Gold 92.5. I reckon that Megan was being soft. I bet you there's heaps of women listening to us right now here on the Gold Coast who got up to all sorts of shenanigans when they were pregnant,
She's just 12 weeks pregnant, so she's 3 months into a 9-month pregnancy.
Yeah.
And you're saying because of her schedule, remembering I've defended her this afternoon.
Yeah, I know, and I'm a big fan of her.
And now you're ridiculing her.
I'm saying she's soft.
For being pregnant and saying she's soft because she was feeling a bit tired.
If Serena Williams can win the Australian Open when she's pregnant, Meghan Markle can go to Lake McKenzie. That's what I'm saying. She's soft.
There's some validity around your views, but I'm not going to back you
and
on this one.
And not only that, 13-27-10 is our number here at Gold 92.5. I bet you there's ladies here on the Gold Coast who maybe didn't win the Australian Open, but they got up to other things when they were pregnant, and they're a lot tougher than Megan as well. 13-27-10 if you are one of those or if you know one. Why do I get the feeling, Dobbo, I'm about to absolutely cop it here? Because I am of the opinion.
I just want to say before you start that you have been, I would consider you one of my most evolved friends in the sense that you're very in touch with social issues and everything like that. But I can't believe how degrading the pregnant women you've been in this case. I've always respected pregnancy and what it is about. And you've just come in today and shot down the ladies of the Gold Coast.
I did not. I stood up for the ladies of the Gold Coast. I'm saying Princess Meghan or whatever her name is, Duchess Meghan, she's a bit soft because she couldn't make it out to Lake McKenzie today because she's pregnant. And I'm suggesting if Serena Williams can win the Australian Open when she's pregnant, Princess Meghan can make it out
you
to
know what
Lake
she's
McKenzie,
going through, mate.
And the women of the Gold Coast are a lot tougher than Princess Meghan. That's my point. But Karen, birds of a feather flock together. Karen from Oxenford is calling through. And what did you want to say about this, Karen?
Well, my story is we all do different things when we're pregnant. But you guys, oh for God, Luke, she just came off a huge flight from London.
Yes, I'm with you.
She's had a whirlwind months beforehand.
Yes.
She's pregnant. Everybody deals with pregnancy different.
Yes.
You don't know whether she's been sick or
yep.
not. She's probably been brought up that she has had everybody pander a little bit to her.
Correct.
She's not tough like us.
Yep.
Get over it. This is what I'd say to Princess Meghan. I hear
Karen,
what you're saying.
I'm hearing you. He's a pig, isn't he?
Can I defend myself here?
God, I'm not married to him.
I would say to her, get over it. You took a flight a week ago. You took a first-class flight a week ago. Are you not still claiming she's got jet lag, are you, Karen?
Yep, and pregnancy. Yes, she has. And us girls have got to stick together. And Luke, you need to pull your head in.
Yes. Thank you, Karen. Enough said. Pull your head in, Luke. Sam. Sam from Robina. Hello. Do you think Luke's in the wrong for getting stuck into Meghan?
I'm saying she's soft because if Serena Williams can win the Australian
Luke,
Open.
Luke.
Come on.
Luke, yeah. You don't know. Every woman is different. You're being so harsh.
Yes.
Not fair.
Yes. Yeah, okay. I agree with you. I agree with you. So what did you do when you were pregnant, Sam?
I actually helped my husband renovate some homes, but I still had my problems with morning sickness and getting tired as well.
Don't go jumping on the bandwagon, Dobbo, just because they're giving it to me this afternoon and not you. I mean, this. All she had to do was sit in a car, Dobbo, and get driven to Lake McKenzie.
I can't believe how critical you are of a pregnant lady. I really can't.
I'm not, mate. I'm sticking up for pregnant ladies. I'm saying if Serena can win the Australian Open, Princess Meghan can sit in a car and get driven to Lake McKenzie. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
The difference, Serena Williams was a lot fitter and healthier because of her training regime and
All right,
babe. Give her a break.
Good on you. All right. Well, thanks for your call. Not getting a great deal of support, Dobbo.
No, you're not. Tammy, how are you?
Hello?
Tammy.
Hello. Hi, how are you going?
Do you think Megan's being soft or do you think Luke's a redneck?
I think she's being a bit soft, actually, because my husband took me to Lake McKenzie when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And I had to go in the four-wheel drive, going over all the bumps and everything, but I was 8.5 months pregnant.
Aussies,
and
mate.
I got dragged out there.
Tougher than the British Royals, mate. And you know what, Dobbo? I say if she's not tough enough to go out to Lake McKenzie, mate, that the British Royals aren't tough enough to be the head figure of our country. How do you like that, Dobbo? Get an Aussie in there that's a little bit tougher than Meghan Markle. Hey, good on you. Thanks for your call. That's a good one to leave it on, Dobbo, because she agrees with me.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks, Tammy.
Ben Dobbin.
I'm exclusively a free baller.
What can we say?
I'm sorry.
He wheels and he deals. For great deals on wheels, see the team at Southside Auto Auction Springwood. For wholesale cars direct to the public, southsideautoauctions.com.au.